It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Kicking things off with The Bachelor. Ooh, it got a little awkward. So Peter took Victoria on a one-on-one date to surprise her with a concert.
I am so excited. Her own private Chase Rice concert. She's going to love it.
I want to die.
Chase Rice is my ex-boyfriend. Chase and I dated before I came on the show.
Oh my God.
It's just awkward, you know? It's just weird.
Okay, so the producer's at work there. Her ex-boyfriend is country singer Chase Rice. And of course, oh, all of a sudden they go to a Chase Rice concert and the drama ensues. Here's Victoria telling Peter that Chase is in fact her ex.
I want to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really nervous to tell you. Chase and I used to date. And
like the singer Chase? The guy that was doing the concert?
Yeah.
Wait, what? No.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that was singing, I talked to him. Like, what?
I know. We dated, but I broke it off with him.
Okay. So that's it. I don't know. It's just so set up and
like,
geez.
His acting here was just so bad. This show is becoming so fake. It's literally comical.
It's always been fake. You ladies know it and you eat it up.
I know. It's true. But it is. I love
it. It's still entertaining.
It's very entertaining. All those memes are out there. Like, I would like to see The Bachelor where these women realize they're too good to all fight over one man, that type of thing. But it is, like I said, it's entertainment.
I'd like to see The Bachelor if they all didn't think that they were going to get a podcast after.
That's true.
Or, like, if they all didn't think that they were going to get, like, MVMT ads after,
right.
You know?
I know a few gals that were on for a different Bachelor, and they were, like, they were just on there. They didn't even like him. It was Nick Vile at the time.
Yeah.
They're like, we just went on. He was all right, but because they wanted to launch their careers.
Yeah.
So
I
that
mean,
happens.
Smart way to do it, I guess.
Yes. Well, Kobe Bryant. Okay, some more details are coming out that the helicopter that he was in didn't have a black box encircled for 15 minutes. So it wasn't required to, but if it was equipped with this, this holds the records and the data that it's supposed to. Instead, it just had an iPad. And here's Kobe talking about, hey, he was on the helicopter on the regular.
Traffic started getting really, really bad. Right. And I was sitting in traffic and I wound up missing like a school play because mm-hmm. I was sitting in traffic and this thing just kept mounting. I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus, but still not compromise family time.
Mm.
And so that's when I looked into helicopters and be able to get down and back in 15 minutes. Mm. And that's when it started.
So other pilots, I mean, the investigation is ongoing. They say his pilot was way too low at 1,250 feet. And then they also said that they feel like he probably thought he had cleared all the mountains and was proceeding to head back. And then he hit another mountain and then the explosion. And, of course, it's that dense fog that's to blame.
Yeah,
so
you can't see. And everybody's like, he's a great pilot. He doesn't make mistakes. I'm like, I'm sure he was an amazing pilot, but I mean, we'll never know. Now, I thought the black box was available, but after hearing that, but anything's possible.
And here's a witness named Scott who gives us an encounter after witnessing it.
However the impact happened, it ended very, very quickly. I hope that the occupants didn't suffer because it was very, very quick. Because it went silent, just a thump. No explosion in the sky.
So hopefully it was painless and instant. Shaq remembering his brother, Kobe. On
and
his
then
podcast.
You get the confirmation. And sad enough, when you hear his daughter's with him, I didn't do anything. I haven't eaten. I haven't slept. I'm looking at all the tapes. But I'm sick right now.
He also gave a really cool tribute to Kobe as well.
And when fans boo, I absolutely love it. I thrive on it. They don't understand who I am. Not only am I comfortable being an outsider, that has become a source of motivation for me. So when I go to these places and you boo, it actually comforts me. Yeah. What can I say?
Mamba out.
I love hearing that. The mind of a champion. The booze actually egged him on and he loved it. So live your life that way with the haters. Let them motivate you.
I love it when our boss boos us. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do a better show tomorrow.
And Olivia Munn went on to say she was working with Kobe Bryant to help get this kid's cope with death. There's irony in that. And then Kylie Jenner revealing that she has actually rented the same exact helicopter for her niece Dream's birthday and had flown up in it.
Yeah,
the same one that crashed. How eerie.
That's insane. That is absolutely crazy.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
It's very interesting, everything still with Kobe Bryant, just talking about it in the tea. Coming up next, TMZ. Should they have waited until Kobe's family was notified? If you didn't know this, TMZ within an hour broke the news before the police. They knew it was Kobe that passed away, but they couldn't get to the family in time. So the family found out, the wife found out on the phone, just like a lot of us did, via like a pop-up, like breaking news, Kobe Bryant dead at 41 from helicopter crash. 833-563-2539. Do you think, because the police were upset with TMZ, should they have waited until Kobe's family was notified? But I mean, TMZ, they don't wait. They break news instantly. We'll talk to you next, see what you think. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.